T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The rain continues this morning. It's generally light, but the roads are wet, so leave some extra time. We should get some sun later today, but it stays cold, our high only in the middle 40s. These are your top local stories for Thursday, February 20th. The state is investigating an Arlington daycare after an autistic child wandered off. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Jordan Ayers is 4 years old, but he's autistic and nonverbal. He was on his first day at Creative Minds Daycare when his parents say they got a call from Arlington police. His dad, Justin, says Jordan had wandered away from the daycare. Employees at a Kroger nearby found him wandering in the parking lot alone. Justin Ayers says an employee left Jordan alone in a room to let another parent into the daycare. He tells NBC5 Jordan is now at a different facility.
You know, when parents are looking for new daycares, that they're diligent in their search.
Creative Mind says Jordan's parents never said he was autistic, and says when Justin Ayers came to the facility after his son escaped, he said he had escaped from home before and another daycare. Creative Mind says it would no longer accept Jordan out of safety for the other kids. Texas Family and Protective Services says it's investigating for any violations of the minimum standards for child care, and it'll turn over its results to the agency that licenses daycares. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Uber is looking for workers in Dallas, but not for driving, as we hear from KRLD's Kurt Lewis.
Turns out Uber is looking to expand its gig work staffing service to Dallas and Houston based on reports in the Dallas Morning News. Called UberWorks, the service has already rolled out in places like Miami and Chicago. UberWorks gigs include restaurant work, warehouses, and even setup and tear down for events. A Chicago newspaper reports that Uber partnered with a staffing agency to handle the logistics of employing workers there. Last year, Uber announced plans to open a major hub in Deep Ellum, intending to eventually employ about 3,000 people. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A Balk Springs woman being charged with the murder of her daughter. KRLD's LP Phillips has that.
20-year-old Mary Christina Inpatith is now under indictment for the capital murder of her 2-year-old daughter. The medical examiner says Chelsea Inpatith had severe head trauma and suffered severe blows to the body. Court records say Inpatith told police that the family had been through a bout of colds. She claimed she had just given another child a bottle in the morning and checked on Chelsea, only to find the girl cold and unresponsive. Investigators say the whole family took the child to the hospital where the bruises were found. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Louisville woman continues to recover this morning after police say a teenager stabbed her while she was taking out the trash. Lynn O'Donnell with Louisville Police says 18-year-old Guadalupe Buenaventura approached the woman at the end of her driveway, asked her a question, and then stabbed her.
Our detectives have met with the suspect, but he did not speak with any of the detectives. So we are still working to determine what the motive may be. We do know that the victim did not know this suspect prior to the attack.
She says the woman was able to kick Buenaventura, who took off, but police caught up with him later. The victim is expected to make a full recovery. A Collin County jury on Wednesday convicted 29-year-old Brandon McCall of capital murder in the February 2018 shooting death of Richardson police officer David Sherrard. The jury came back with the verdict after less than 2 hours of deliberation. A sentencing hearing will be held next week. The state is planning to seek the death penalty. Two former Fort Worth police officers who had been fired after a man died in their custody have their jobs back. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
The two officers, Daniel Pritzker and Mitchell Miller, won their appeal and have been reinstated by the Fort Worth Police Department. Both have been assigned to the department's patrol unit and will resume duties once their updated training has been completed. It was back in July of 2018 that a man repeatedly told them he was dying and could not breathe as they were taking him into custody. The officers ignored his pleas. The man died in the back of their police car. Five officers were fired in all, two suspended. All of the officers appealed their firings. The arbitrator in the Pritzker and Miller cases decided that the level of discipline given to the officers was not reasonable and reduced their firings to suspensions. The appeals from the other officers are still pending. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
DeSoto is getting a new city manager. We get details from KRLD's Stephen Pickering.
Brandon Wright will come to DeSoto from Davenport, Iowa, where he has been that city's chief financial officer and assistant city administrator. He previously worked for the city of Aurora, Illinois. DeSoto's previous city manager stepped down in May of 2019 to take a job in Charlottesville, Virginia. Brandon Wright is expected to start his new job in DeSoto in April. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Democratic presidential candidate Tom Steyer gearing up to open his Dallas campaign headquarters today. The new office, Steyer's second in Texas, is located on South Tyler Street. It officially opens at 11 with a celebration to follow. Steyer will be there along with a few government officials, community leaders, volunteers, and supporters. In sports, the Dallas Stars beat Arizona 3-2. The Stars will face St. Louis Friday night in a showdown for the best record in the Western Conference.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.